ngezamu atatu amaisolanuwa.
The poop is due to first land on African soil in Cameroon's capital city of Yaoundé. Situated on the western coast of Africa, Cameroon has a population of around 18 million people, of whom over a quarter are Catholic. Alphonse Daudet is a native of Cameroon who has lived in Britain for the past 7 years. A Catholic, he works as a musician, composer and parish choir master. In fact, the music you heard at the beginning of this report is a song in the Bulu language of Cameroon and is sung by the One World Choir that Alphonse leads in the English city of Bristol. He says his countrymen were both surprised and proud that Pope Benedict chose Cameroon as the first African nation he will visit.
I think personally it was a surprise to hear that the Pope is going to Cameroon for his first visit in Africa, really. But at the same time, it's kind of good news. I think it's some excitement. People are waiting the arrival of the Pope.
So you're saying they feel a sense of pride in a sense that he has chosen Cameroon as the first African country to be visited by him?
Yeah, that's like we have been chosen to about it, really. It's good for us to hear that the Pope has chosen Cameroon for his first visit in Africa.
And how would you describe the role of the Catholic Church in Cameroon? Is it very active, and what are its pastoral priorities?
As usual, Catholic Church has always been very active in many different ways. For example, myself, I study in the Catholic school. So Catholic Church has contributed a lot in education in Cameroon. People have been very well educated through Catholic Church. And also on the spiritual side, the Catholic Church has involved a lot of young people, engaged young people in that side also. And political side, I remember that Catholic Church has always try to reconciliate the community, the nation. I used to work myself in Catholic institution, Makakos, who is a media center set up in Douala by Cardinal Christian Tomi. I think that also has helped to give voice to many people, to newspaper, independent newspaper, to say what they can say, to write what they can write, to give their point of view. I think this media center has helped a lot. There are so many examples of Catholic Church. We can see what Catholic Church have been in the Cameroonian community.
And how would you describe relations between Catholics and Muslims in Cameroon?
We always try to make sure that the harmony, cohesion between communities is doing well. I think that there is a lot of work to do to make sure that this cohesion, this harmony can create better understanding, not only religious understanding, but also cultural understanding, because Cameroon is a very diverse country. Big part of Cameroon is Muslim. Another part is Christian. So I think that with the arrival of the Pope, he can also help to build this communication between both religion, Muslim and Catholic, to create better harmony. I think that could be linked also the political dialogue where Muslim and Christian can come together on the same table to share concern what's happening in Cameroon today.
And for instance, when you were in Cameroon, I mean, did you have friends among the Muslim community? Are there contacts going on between the two communities?
Yeah, where I used to live in Douala, for example, behind me we had Arabic school. We used to play football together with some young Muslim at kids level, but I don't think that was the same. This communication was the same in the level of parents and whatever the different communities.
Now, reports show that Cameroon has a level of corruption that is among the highest in the world. How does this level of corruption impact on daily life? How do you come across it?
I think corruption is a really difficult, one of the big issues of many African countries, but as you mentioned, particularly in Cameroon, that has been going on for a long time. Only that public services and other parts of the country, corruption is always number one thing that we need to break down. I think it's problem of mentality, it's problem of how Cameroonian people brought up. I think it will need a lot of work to break this issue down. It's creating a lot of problem today in education. Any service, wherever you have to go, it looks like you have to corrupt somebody to be served, and shouldn't be like that. So there's a lot of problem of corruption, and some people are suffering from that. So it's the problem of morality. People who are leading the country, they need to introduce that in education where people can feel more responsible and then understand that they are serving their own country to give them a sense of belonging.
I was speaking to Alphonse Doudé, a native of Cameroon.
My soul and earth.